Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. What is success? Great question. So I would like you to take just about a few seconds and go get a piece of paper and a pen so we can go through this episode together and you can take some notes and participate. So you can then actually answer some questions in an email afterwards and maybe win a prize. Who knows? All right, I'm going to give you just a few seconds and then I'm going to start. Just a piece of paper. Hopefully it's an 8.5 by 11 notepad or something or whatever it is that you have and a pen or pencil. Okay, so the title is, What is Success? When I ask you this question, what comes to your mind? Write it down right now. Everything that you consider success, write it on that piece of paper. You have just about a minute, max two, to write it down. So be it financial, be it being healthy, be it being happy. What is success to you? What does it mean? I'm going to give you a few seconds of silence so you can write it down. Okay. My name is Denise Thompson, and I am passionate about guiding people to their optimal health. I've been in the medical field and in the education field for many decades, so have actually come across that question, what is success, very often. So let's identify what success is. I looked it up and it says, it's the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Or the definition I found is, it's a degree or measure of succeeding, favorable or desired outcome, also the attainment of wealth, favor, or eminence, one that succeeds, obsolete outcome, result. Success is anything you do better today than you did yesterday or last week, last month, last year. It is not only related to wealth or earning money. Is this so important? I am in a project right now that I'm working on quite hard to define myself in a new way, to let go of the negative old story, rewrite my story in a positive way and more powerful way, such that I get to help more people in life, in their success. And again, success is not just money. So, does it have anything to do with comparison? Actually, yes, but not with anyone else, just with yourself. So anything that you do better today than you did yesterday or last week or last month or whatever, that is actually part of your success. And doesn't it make you feel so much better that not everything is related to money? It does that for me, that's for sure. For example, transforming habits, one habit at a time. And I mean, I have 26 elements of habit changing transformations that I teach my clients. For example, what their current story is, then figuring out their why, then rewriting their new story as they go along, knowing what they want to accomplish, how do you create what you want? It's not how do you get what you want, it's how do you create what you want. And when you do that, you have a new level of success. Building a healthy mindset. You remember from previous episodes, if you've listened to them, I always say a healthy mindset or a positive mindset creates health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness. Well, you know the difference between health and illness. When you're ill, you're not successful because you have to spend money that you don't want to on doctor's appointments, on medications, on exams, on whatnot, and quite often medications are a temporary fix or a band-aid, and once you get off them, you fall back to the thing. However, when you change your habits, one habit at a time, and you actually work through the issues, like you learn that you're not drinking enough water, so you are drinking a glass of water extra every day, or every other day, or every week, whatever works best for you. But as long as you do it and you're changing your habit from not drinking water to one glass a day till you're up to 8 to 10 to 12 glasses plus a day, or let's say 64 ounces to a gallon, which is twice as much. 64 is half a gallon, 128 is a gallon. So that is actually good. And why do I say water is so important? Personal experience. The more water I drink, the more toxins I flush out of my body, the better and healthier I feel. And my metabolism is being kickstart first thing in the morning when I wake up and I drink a glass or two of water before I do anything else. That really makes a huge difference in my life. So I know because I've experienced it, and I'm not just preaching to the choir without knowing what I'm saying or without knowing how it's going to affect people. No, I do, because I've been there, I've done that, and I'm still doing it. So those are very important things. So growth in mindset is a very good habit to change and to grow in and to succeed in. Drinking more water. Actually, when you drink more water during the day, not just before you go to bed, that's a bad thing, but during the day, you actually even start sleeping better because your body is more hydrated, so you're not thirsty during the night. Quite often, we think we're hungry when, in fact, we're thirsty. So always have a glass of water first before you reach for food. Unless it's been 3+ hours since your last meal, then you definitely need to eat. Exercising more. That is such a great success. I remember I started walking, and, well, it was at the beginning of this year that I went in for x-rays on my feet because they were hurting so badly. And so the podiatrist, that's the foot doctor, looked at the x-rays and says, you can't walk anymore, not distance, you know, around the house, up and down the stairs and stuff. No problem whatsoever, 3 to 5 miles as you did, because, and he showed me that I had bone on bone and that caused friction, which caused inflammation, which caused pain. So in order to avoid that, I switched over to bicycling. And the fun thing is I started with 5 miles 4 times a week. Then I went to 8 miles 4 times a week. I usually go Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And then it went up to 10 miles and 12 miles. And now I'm up to 20 miles plus. It's between 20 and 23 miles 4 times a week that I go. My feet are not hurting. I get a good workout. I've been gaining muscle. I've been releasing body fat. It's success. I mean, when you listen to the doctors or on doctor radio or any other news when they're talking about that excessive weight causes diabetes, it puts too much pressure. Each extra pound of fat we carry in our body puts 4 pounds of pressure on your joints, hip and knees and ankles. Therefore, when we do the right thing, and take charge of our health and make that a success, we no longer have to worry about those things. Extra weight causes diabetes. It causes, it's a precursor for a stroke and heart attack. Do we want to go there? I know I don't, and I'm pretty sure neither do you. So having talked to you about that, what else is there that we need to, or that we get to learn? So as I said already, success is not a comparison to someone else. It is always comparing your actions to yourself and how you have made it better. So I started with 5 miles. I'm up to 20, 22 miles 4 times a week. That's my comparison to myself. I've improved. I've gained endurance. I've gained muscular strength. I reduced body fat. I feel much better when I do it. I'm more energized. It can be anything else. You can go swim, whatever is good for you. Just do it and compare your results to your previous results, not to anybody else's, because everybody is different. Transforming habits, improving health, positive mindset, creating a healthy lifestyle. Oh my, that is so wonderful. I mean, as a former nurse, fitness trainer, educator, and much more, I thought I knew it all till I started actually coaching the program I'm on, and it makes so much more sense by leading by example and holding myself accountable and checking my success, my daily success versus my yesterday's success. Wow, that is powerful. That makes such a huge difference. Are you doing what you love and are passionate about? Are you fulfilled? What would you like to change? Do you have more inside of you that you'd like to share? Do you know what it is? Do you have the tools to figure it out? And these questions have been asked of me recently by one of my mentors. And I can say to the first one, I enjoy what I'm doing, but I am not totally fulfilled. Why? I want to change some things. And the reason why is because I have so much more inside of me that I want to share. I kind of know what it is. So I'm working on pinpointing it, going down to the pain point to figure out, why do I want to use these things that I've learned, that I went through, experiencing physical, mental, financial pain? Why do I want to teach that to others so they don't have to suffer? What is their pain point? Can they understand me, what I want, what I'm passionate about, what I really want to share? So with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins, I have now the most amazing digital product system course called Self-Education Revolution, or SER. And it lays out each and every step to take to become the very best version of yourself, to do, be, and give your best and be happy. I work on myself at least 30 minutes daily. What are you doing? So through those exercises, I have found that I have another book inside of me. I already wrote one book. It's a bestseller on Amazon. It's a little stress reduction book. And the real title is Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. The easiest way to find it is just to put my name in, Denise Thompson. That's D-E-N-I-S-E. Capital T-H-O-M-S-O-N for the last name, and it will pop up. That's great. That was a great beginning for me. But this book that I want to write now has totally different meaning and value to myself. and it will help others grow through the challenges I've experienced, because I can actually prepare them for those things. And so I am just totally excited about these two amazing mentors. They have over 60 years of experience together. They share from the bottom of their hearts. They are givers above and beyond what they promise. They always over-deliver everything they promise, always more. And I am just so blessed that I get to work with them. So why does this have anything to do with getting healthy? Again, mindset, remember, I've been talking about it. A healthy mindset creates health. A negative mindset causes illness. I've been talking about how a healthy body propels you forward. It helps you go somewhere. It helps you do things. Whereas a sick body requires attention to be fixed. How does that sound to you? Do you like to be fixed? I don't like that at all. So I want to avoid that at all costs. That's why I'm working with people on mindset, on body. And when those two are in balance, then the finances are pretty much in balance too, because you don't spend excess to go and, pay the doctors, pay the medications, pay for exams, pay for this, pay for that, pay for, there's a slew of things. So remember I started telling you there's 26 elements that we teach that we guide our clients through, and they are just so important. Did you know that our body is a perpetual motion machine? So we should walk every day at least 10,000 steps. That is, and I'm prefacing this, when you don't have any issues with your feet, when you don't have lung disease or things that you can't breathe, when you are not restricted by medical issues that the doctor presented to you and you know you have them. But the thing is, focusing on the more positive makes a huge difference. So when we are healthy in mind, body, and everything else, we can also maximize our anti-inflammation protection. Do we need supplements? Well, that depends on how we eat. Sometimes we might need a little extra calcium, and we know already, that's common knowledge, that artificially produced calcium, so the pills, need magnesium, a certain ratio, to absorb the calcium in the bones. Otherwise, it just goes through the body and gets flushed out. But if we eat natural calcium through yogurt and spinach, raw spinach and things like that, that gets absorbed 100% in the body. So these are some of the things that I really love. And then I've been doing some research on what can happen. And I found a book called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan. It's a Wall Street Journal bestseller number one. And chapter 11 says, The Success Habit. Success is simple. Do what's right, the right way, at the right time. That was written by Arnold H. Glasow. So it's pretty awesome. I'm not going to read you the chapter, but if you're interested in it, get that book, because it definitely tells you something valuable. Though what I do want to read is a little story that I found in the book No Glass Ceiling, Just Blue Sky, A Women's Guide to Building Great Teams by Marcy Blokovyuk, and the foreword by Mac Anderson. And it's called Find an Example of Success. What is a mentor? It is someone who will direct guide you to success. It is someone who will stretch your vision constantly. It is someone who has been where you want to go, and they are willing to help you get there. Having a mentor is critical to your success in business or in life in general. When I first got started in business, I thought, if it is to be, it's up to me. I'm sure you've heard that saying several times. But the author goes on, I couldn't have been more wrong. You cannot stretch your own vision. A mentor will move you to success at a greater speed than you could have ever achieved on your own. My mother has always been my mentor in business and in my personal life. She has always been tough on me. She would not tell me the things I wanted to hear, but the things I needed to hear. She was able to do this and to be effective at it because of the unconditional love she has provided my entire life. There are two people that come to mind regarding mentorship and the impact it has. The first one was Anne Sullivan, who was Helen Keller's mentor. Through Anne's constant and patient instruction, Helen, who was deaf and blind from birth, not only learned to read, write, and speak, but went on to graduate cum laude from Radcliffe College in 1904. The second example had to do with Eleanor Roosevelt. In Mac Anderson's book, Power of Attitude, he writes, Eleanor did not have a happy childhood. After losing her parents at a young age, she had no one to show her any respect or affection. And because she was unattractive and lacked certain social graces, her own family members, not to mention other children, insulted and ridiculed her. Ordinarily, such a childhood would lead to a lack of self-esteem and little confidence. Nothing, as we all know, further from the truth. She was not afraid to fly in the face of convention, to do exactly as she pleased with the whole world watching. How did this shy, unattractive girl become the smiling, confident Eleanor Roosevelt? It started with a mentor who cared. Marie Souvestre was a French headmistress of the English boarding school to which Roosevelt was sent when she was 15 years old. Instead of laughing at Roosevelt, Souvestre encouraged and complimented Eleanor on her intellect, her proficiency in the French language, and her attitude toward the other girls. Slowly, Souvestre built up young Eleanor's confidence, in essence creating the young woman who later would take on the world. This poem, The Touch of the Master's Hand by Myra Welch, really brings home what mentorship is. "'Twas battered and scared, and the auctioneer thought it's scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but held it up with a smile. What am I bidding, good folks? He cried, who'll start the bidding for me? A dollar, then two, only two? $2, and who'll make it three? $3, once, $3, twice, going for three, no! From the room, far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. Then, wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, what am I bid for the old violin? And he held it up with a bow. $1,000, and who'll make it two? $2,000, and who'll make it three? $3,000, once, $3,000, twice, and going and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried. we do not quite understand what changed its worth. Swift came the reply, the touch of a master's hand. And many a person with life out of tune and battered and scared with sin is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and they travel on. They are going once and going twice. They are going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. For every one of us that succeeds, there is someone who shows us the way. Isn't that an amazing story? It really touched my heart because, as I said, I had so many issues from, you know, being a young child to leaving my country and coming over here and learning so many new things that I have so many challenges that I actually have overcome. And it wasn't even, I wasn't even conscious about it until my mentors started pointing it out to me that I am actually quite skilled, quite brave, quite successful, and that it's time for me to put it out there. So, yes, I am going to write another book. I'm going to create a course, and I'm going to create a mastermind. And hopefully, if all goes well, my deadline is the end of this year, December 31st, 2021, so we can start 2022 with a new me, a new you, and just make the best out of it. So can you see how success is related to everything we do and how we look at success? One habit at a time, what we've improved from yesterday to today. Looking back from today to yesterday, what are we doing differently that serves us more? So having shared this thought with you for this episode, I would also like to offer you a gift, which is the first one, a free health goal strategy session where I work with you through all the different aspects to see where you need improvement or where you choose to get improvement. And I also have a healthy e-newsletter. That means I have a healthy recipe, a healthy activity, an invitation for something, and some other good information in there. It's not very long, but it's very powerful. Everybody who reads it actually says thank you, and they appreciate it. So if you choose to get one or both of these gifts, or you want to contribute to the episode and maybe be on with me someday because you have something to share, email me to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, and it's in the transcript, so you can just highlight, copy, and paste it. And let me know. Make sure that the first three letters in the subject line are capitalized and say B for block, T for talk, R for radio, block talk radio, BTR, and then you can put behind. Then you can put behind what you want to do and make sure you are very specific and give me your name and number and email address so I can actually get back to you. The BTR is the clue for me to pull it out of spam because all first emails with Gmail go into spam folder. So I want to make sure I see your email. Again, make sure in the subject line, the first three letters are capitalized. B can say, would like a health goal strategy session, would like e-newsletter, would like to be on your show, would like this, have a question, have a suggestion. Go for it. I love it when you're interactive. It makes it more fun. And I just want to say, I have a surprise for the people who participate and help me out. So wishing you a fabulous day, a great weekend, and until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.